It's pretty much open the door to anything that sort of meets that person's needs. Again, because the government needs to fit those needs, but there are, you know, again, all the internet or technologies, whether it be like mentioned, like JAWS or Dragon naturally speaking, or it might be just be modifying the workstation so that you can get, you know, up to the desk properly, or be, in my case, I need, as we all know, when you need to sort of, when your computer is locked, you have to hit Control Delete, which are spread all over the keyboard, and there's no way with one hand that I can reach all three buttons. So I've got IT in to remap the keys, and they're right beside one another. So I've got it. So it can be something very, very involved to something that's very simple. So it's basically up to the needs of that individual, and they will find a way to sort of overcome them.
Great, thank you.
I have a system that I use on my computer called Dragon Dictate. Has anybody heard of Dragon Dictate? I see a few heads nodding. Basically what it is it allows me, because of my physical disability, I can't type very well. So it allows me to speak to my computer and the words pop up on the screen. It's pretty cool. Except when it doesn't want to listen to me and it gives me swear words. In the middle of a briefing note for the minister, and I have to read it very carefully before I send it up, because I don't want the minister to say, why is this guy swearing at me in the note? But yeah, that happened once, but I caught it before it got upstairs. But that's one of the accommodations I have. Another one is that when I started working, I used to fall quite a bit in the office, especially after long days. One of the jobs that I had, I worked as an executive assistant to the deputy minister. And that was where I'd start at 7 in the morning, and I'd go to about 10 at night, working in the office with the deputy. The deputy is the highest civil servant in any ministry. The deputy minister is the highest that you can get. So I was actually his policy person. And I remember I used to fall quite a bit. So they got me a wheelchair. And they said, use the wheelchair around the office so you don't fall. I don't require using a wheelchair, but I have one in the office because it helps me. I get very fatigued. And I don't fall anymore because I'm not fatiguing myself throughout the day. So those are two accommodations. The other thing that I will tell you is that your disabilities will change. I remember when I was at this campus, I could walk from one end of the campus to the other and not even break a sweat, not even be tired, because I was in pretty good shape in my early 20s. Now I don't think I could do it. Your disabilities will change over time. You have to learn to adapt to the changes and also anticipate what you have to do to stay ahead of them as well. So just some food for thought.
So I just want to add, I wanted to quickly, I do have because again, I can't type very quickly with one hand, I have an admin assistant that's brought in through a temporary service agency that assists me from all day to help speed me up and do my administrative stuff, whether it's photocopying, scanning, helping me type the emails. So basically that makes me, she's my hands. So that's, just wanted to share that.
Katie, do you have anything
and
to add?
And I would just add also that myself also, although I have, computers that with speech, screen readers, and so on, there are times when it just would take so long, or perhaps the form you need to fill out is not fully accessible or compatible with the type of technology that you have. So, there's where I too would use human support. So I have someone, maybe 2 hours every 2 weeks that just to fill in forms or do something that would take me a very long time otherwise to do. We have a number of people at our bank who are deaf or hard of hearing, and some individuals use sign language interpreters. Others might use like a type of BlackBerry that they can easily exchange information rather than the older system of the TTY or system and so on. We also have policy adaptations so that, you know, if someone does require, you know, time, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when we have childcare or elder care, sometimes an individual will need to start a little bit later in the morning because they have to drop their kids at school. We have kind of the same flexibility in terms of an individual who may, through whether it's Wheel-Trans demands or whatever, it might be more beneficial to start a little bit earlier and finish earlier, or start a little bit later and finish later. So depending on the job, if that is quite doable, then we do have a number of people who take advantage of flex time, and including a number of people who would work several days a week from home, their home office. And again, because it's less fatiguing, or it's, you know, just more practical. So there's many different types of accommodation. And technology is wonderful, but it also can be a little bit of an extra barrier when it doesn't, you know, isn't compatible with the mainstream application. So we're always working on that. But so that's about it.